Thank you, the choir. It's great to each other. Jesus is the Christ. He's all the solutions for our problems. In the first service, God really gave us the message titled The Gospel and the Severity of God's Wrath. Through the Word of God, why we really need the Gospel. In this age, lots of Christians, when we talk about the Gospel, they will be really focusing on the God's love. But when we really evangelize, they don't really talk about the judgment of God. But Paul actually started talking about the God's wrath. Romans 1:18. Until the Romans 3, it talks about that you are the sinner. And then it talks about the God's wrath and what kind of sin we have. And judgment of God. And Psalm 7:11, God is the righteous judge, a God who displays his wrath every day. Because every day, God is actually have the wrath. But we don't have that kind of image. All the time, every day, God is actually angry. About what? What is the reason of the God's wrath? Then, but Romans 1:20-23 has the answer. First, he actually showed himself. He gave us the revelation. Romans 1:20, it says, since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, eternal power, and divine nature are clearly seen through what he has made. Therefore, humanity is without excuse. So through the God's creation, everybody can see that there is God. So we start with the fact that we know there is God. We actually saw the night view in Nagasaki. It was very beautiful. Then it was beautiful when you look at the ocean, when you look at the mountains and you feel... When you feel beauty, they're beautiful. And then Pastor Shin will look at the Sharon's photo, and then that's beautiful. Because God has created all these things, and whenever you look at his creation, you know that God exists. Then they know that God exists, but they reject him. They reject God. Romans 1:21. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. So through the scripture, you know that God exists. When you look at the created world and you know God, especially those who are born as a Christian and all through the Christian church life, and then you will really know that God exists. You know that God exists, but you still deny him. There's no thanksgiving. You don't glorify God. Then they will be relying on their own thoughts. Because they really think, they only think within themselves, it will be empty. Then their heart will be ignorant. All the thoughts in the mind will be darkened, covered by the darkness. They can't discern anything. If you don't know God, and you don't even know if you're lying or someone lied to you, you're completely lost. The farther you go from God, then you don't even have the less you really have the power to control over your own desire, and your life will become so much about evil. That's why God gave us the light. In the darkness, if you see the light, that's where you actually can hide. Then it's completely dark. You actually can see one light. Normal person can actually go to that light. However, but then John 3:20 says, those who do evil hate the light and do not come into it for fear of being exposed. The closer they get to the light, how ugly you are, how dirty you are, how sinful you are, everything will be revealed. So they don't want to reveal it. They don't want to accept that they're actually the sinner. Because in front of the people, they want them to really think they are good. So they don't get close to the light. I was like that. I didn't want to listen to the message. Why? Because all the time, the word of God is always stabbing me. That is the absolute rule for the non-believers or even for believers. There is the law in ourselves that when you really listen to the God's word and then you can actually admit that you're the sinner. The more you actually listen to the God's word, then the more of the sins that it will be revealed from you. So you don't want to listen. Everybody knows. Everyone knows that they're actually a sinner. Everyone knows that they committed sin. But they don't want to accept it. They don't want to reveal it. Because they are ashamed of that. They don't like it. That's why they don't come to church. They don't come to worship. They don't listen to the word. They will avoid it. Because it's so dirty, then you want to hide it, you will go to that world. Because in the world, there are lots of people who really look like just like you. But that person seems successful. That person has the same dirtiness as mine, but then that person looks fine, then it should be okay with me. Instead of looking at yourself, how wounded you are, just like that person, I can just have fun. Then, when exactly can you be healed? When you really realize what's wrong with you, then you can be healed. When you really know that exactly where it hurts, then you can actually treat it. However, they reject it. Then that's why God gets so furious. You know what the problem is for you. Then why don't you accept it and come to me? Why you want to hide that problem? Then why do you have that much pride in yourself? Yes, it is so strong. So then they will justify it. 22. It will say that although they claim to be wise, they become fools. They have all this. They will say this is the truth. Whatever I have in me that is right, this is the answer. Then that's how they're going to justify themselves. They are not aware that they are wrong. They don't accept it. They don't admit it. And they keep saying, I'm right. You are you. Church is church. Then I'm in this kind of situation. Then this is the right for me. Then they will justify themselves. And 2 Timothy 3:13, evildoers and imposters go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. People in this world, they don't even realize that they are actually being deceived, but then more and more, they're going to be more evil. Titus 3:3, we were once foolish, disobedient, and enslaved by passions. Isaiah 47:10. Trusting in wickedness and saying, no one sees me. Self-wisdom leads us astray. Those people who reject God, those people who justify themselves, what do they say? Look, I'm special. I'm very special. All the leaders in the religions in the world, they really think that they are special. They really think like that. Whatever they have, that's the truth. That's what they believe. Then because of the charismatic part of that person, then everyone is in the darkness. They don't even have the light. And these people will be deceived, and then these people will follow that kind of leaders. From that moment on, what will start? The religions. It's really like that in the field of Japan. There's no choice, but that God's wrath will come upon them. Romans 1:23, they exchange God's glory for images of mortal men, birds, and animals. Everyone is idol worshiping, having the religious life. That is the reason why that God has the wrath. That is the destiny that those people who have still in the God's wrath. The first rule, Exodus 23:5. You shall have no other gods before me. Second, you shall not make, you shouldn't make any god with your hand. I am a jealous God. Idol worshipper is the one that God hates the most. To those people, then 3 to 4th generations will be destroyed. That is the wrath of God. You once used to be there. The people of Japan are all in this city. Isaiah 2:8. They worship the work of their own hands. What does that mean? That means that they are worshiping themselves. They create something by themselves and they worship. That means self-worshipping. Then God will be really angry with that. 1 Corinthians 10:20. Sacrifices to idols are sacrifices to demons. What is the reason of the God's wrath? They don't believe in God. They believe in themselves. They worship themselves. They worship the demons, Satan's evil spirits. They know God. That's the start. That's complete corruption. Just think about Adam and Eve. They started with the state that they actually know God. It's not like they didn't know God. They were with God. Then what did they do? They rejected God. They didn't believe in God. What did they do? They just justified themselves. You created this woman. Then you created this creature. A snake. I didn't do anything wrong. That person's fault. Because that person is so beautiful, then I just listen to her. Everything is just justification. Then what happened at the end? Then from there, the religion started. Then what happened to the descendants? What did Cain do? Cain actually offered something that he made from me to God. That's the religion. Originally, the religion it actually will push you go down and down, descend. Then the more and more you get evil, and then the farther and farther you will get from God. Then as time goes by, and then that's how the worse we will get. So how important that next generation? That's what you understood. Because after them, then that generation will be worse. There is God's revelation. Even so, there will be the rejection. There will be the lots of lies and the frauds saying that they know God, but they're actually justifying themselves. God has no choice but to be furious, but to give the disasters. Then they will all have the religious life. That's our field. That's Japan. That's your field. Wherever you're in, the society and the community and the schools and the workplace. But what's the God's will? And God is not laughing at the people, looking at these suffering people. Let's read the scripture. Ezekiel 33:11. Ezekiel 33:11. Ezekiel 33:11. Let's read together. I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that they turn from their ways and live. Amen. What is the God's will? He's not going to be happy with someone's death. Just repent on what you did. Then God will be happy if we live. That's why repent. Return to from the path of the evil. Why do you try to kill yourself? You really have to preach this gospel, especially in your family. There are lots of people who are actually in this, among your kids. It really hurts. They know God, but they're rejecting it. Then if God, if they look at your faith, and they know that God exists, but they are in denial. But instead, I'd rather take going to the world than they're actually in the wrath of God. Should we just leave that alone? We shouldn't. God's hope is to return to God so that they actually can repent. Not the path of death, but they have to take the path of life. We should really restore that heart. What kind of God is that? Is He? That's why He is the merciful, graceful. Even though that we reject God, every day God is the one who gives us the grace. First and most, we repent. Return to God, not the death of path of death, but trust me, believe in me, believe in Christ. You have to stand one more time in front of God's word. Proverbs 19:23. The fear of the Lord leads to life, then one rests content. You really have to boldly talk to tell your children. If you really live like this, even though you are a child of God, even if I pray for you, if you don't yourself don't go return to God, God's wrath will come upon you. It's not through my prayer that will change them. Only by God's grace. And then we are responsible to let them know that God's grace so that they can actually return to God. But it's really hard. But that's God's word. So boldly, you have to tell them, repent. But it means that you have to face to God. You have to believe all the God's work that God has done. Then they will realize that God is enough. What's the opposite of that God's wrath? Then it's going to be the adequateness of God. That God is everything and God is enough, the gospel is enough. But those who don't really realize that are the ones who are in the God's wrath. So what's our mission? Acts 26:18. Acts 26:18. To open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God. Amen. That's the confession of Paul. What's your mission? Open the eyes of them. God is truly there, and that's what we really have to let them know. From that, they have to shift from the darkness to the light. Many of them are in the darkness, and then they will reject. Because it hurts so much when they listen to God's word, so they don't want to listen. And they will justify themselves, then not so that they will not listen to God's word. But that's wrong. But that means you are under the control of Satan. Why is Satan? Then Satan is the one who will not really, who will be standing between God and me, so that I will not listen to God's word. I will not admit my sin. That's how the Satan is working. Then our mission is to really help them and then pray for them so that they would return to God. Then they really have to believe in the Jesus Christ. That's our mission. Come to church, devote yourself. That's the next step. First and most, they really have to believe that Jesus as the Christ. If they do that, then as the Holy One. Then in their field, they can actually inherit God's kingdom as a holy people. Then that's our mission, then that's God's hope. So that's why when the time is good or bad, We really have to declare the word of God throughout this week. So there are other people who are really praying. Then you really have to let them know there is the God's wrath. You really have to let them know the truth. There's no way for you just to say it mildly. That's the truth. That is the absolute rules. And nothing can actually change this. So you have to be bold. If you're like this, that all the disasters will come. It's not like you want that. But if you don't return to God, but it will surely come. But God doesn't want it. I don't want that. Then that's why I've been praying for you. And that's why I'm proclaiming this gospel to you. That's why you have to return to God. You really have to believe in God and His word. Then what's going to happen? Then God's wrath, God's disaster will be disappearing. Just like Paul. And they will be the one who will be saving others. Wherever you are right now, it's not the answer that will be provided in the world. All the answer from God will be given to you. So throughout this week, this is something that you have to declare in. Because the God's wrath had been removed from you. Why? Because you are in the Christ. But don't worry about yourself. There's no disaster. Maybe the disastrous problem might come to you. But just because you have the disbelief, you're not looking upon God. You're not satisfied and happy with Christ. And that is God's given grace. But those people who are outside of Christ, but they are in the eternal death, eternal hell, eternal pains and suffer. To really help them out, you are called first. So throughout this week, the God's wrath, we will have grabbed hold on to how severe this is. Because you know the cause. We really have to help them to restore the gospel and then return to God. Then boldly preach the gospel. And especially those who are really your praying. Pray for them so that throughout this week, they will really return to God. They truly believe in Jesus Christ so that all the wrath and disaster of God will be really passed on, will be gone. And please lead us as the evangelist. Let us pray.